Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
June 28, 1805. More trouble with bears and the boat. Small parties of men are out every day now, hunting and gathering supplies and doing various chores assigned to them by the captains. Captain Lewis is still preparing his leather boat, a prefabricated iron frame that needs wooden crossmembers to compartmentalize the craft and willow bark to tie the crossmembers to the frame. The entire boat is to be covered with prepared elk skins and the seams sealed with pine pitch. Lewis writes of some necessary deviations from the original boat plan.
Set Druya to shaving the elk skins, Fields to make the cross stays for the boat. Frasier and Whitehouse continue their operation with the skins. Shields and Gass finish the horizontal bars of the sections, after which I sent them in search of willow bark, a sufficient supply of which they now obtained to bind the boat. Expecting the party this evening, I prepared a supper for them, but they did not arrive. Not having quite elk skins enough, I employed 3 buffalo hides to cover one section. Not being able to shave these skins, I had them singed pretty closely with a blazing torch. I think they will answer tolerable well. The white bear have become so troublesome to us that I do not think it prudent to send one man out alone on an errand of any kind, particularly where he has to pass through the brush. We have seen 2 of them on the large island opposite to us today, but are so much engaged that we could not spare the time to hunt them. Captain Meriwether Lewis, June 28, 1805.
This was the last day that Captain Clark was at the lower camp near Portage Creek. This morning he dispatched the remaining canoe with the last of the baggage to the top of the plain above Portage Creek, 3 miles up from the base camp. Some men carried items to the cache and deposited them. Others mended the wheels and axles used to move the canoes and supplies, which were somewhat out of repair. At any rate, there was little idle time for anyone. Tomorrow, a flood endangers Sacagawea.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Excerpts are from Gary Moulton's exhaustive edition of the Expedition Journals. Additional material from the Lewis and Clark Companion by Stephanie Ambrose Tubbs and Clay Jenkinson. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.